بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our second session for the level 2 hadith, مستوى ثاني from the Medina program. And last week was our first session, in which we took the introduction to the book and the first hadith. And just to reiterate quickly, what we'll be doing in this class, inshallah, is we're going to be attempting to study some simple hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith which are relatively easy to understand and relatively easy to memorize. And what will be required is that we both memorize the hadith and understand the meaning of the hadith in terms of the vocabulary words, grammatical rules, and the ahkam or rulings that are derived from them. So last week we took the first hadith, and many of us memorized it last week during the course of the class. Most of these hadith are relatively short. At least half of the hadith in this book are relatively short, easy to memorize hadith. A few of them may be a little bit longer. Last week was a short hadith, which most of us, or many of us, memorized. And inshallah, today we're going to take another hadith, which is relatively short, and hopefully we'll memorize it in the class today, or during the week, if we're not able to memorize it during the time of the class. Last week we covered the first hadith in terms of the meaning of the hadith, vocabulary words, grammatical rules that were mentioned in the hadith, 3 points of grammar. And we also quickly went through the exercises at the end of the lesson, yani the questions at the end of the lesson. And we said that those questions are in two parts. And one set of questions related to the meaning of the hadith or matters related to hadith, and the other section related to grammar or yani linguistic matters. So we went through those questions at the end of the class, all of them. But we went through them quickly, and we said that you should write them out for homework. And in the beginning of this session, we will go through them a little bit more carefully. So that's what we're going to start with today. We're going to start with the questions from the first hadith. And then bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to look at the second hadith and yani what it entails, as well as the questions related to it. Okay, so if we open up the book to page 5, open up the book to page 5, at the bottom of the page we see munaqasha, and then we have the first set of questions. But okay, before we even do that, let's just yani quickly go over the hadith that we had last week. And make sure that that hadith is clear to us in terms of its meaning, and hopefully, inshallah, everybody who had not already memorized it during the class, they should have memorized it during the week. Okay, so the first hadith on page 4, yani al-dars al-awwal, the first lesson, is the hadith of Jabir, an Jabir, yani that is Jabir, the son of Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, radiallahu anhu, said, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال رواه مسلم. Okay, somebody recite hadith to us from memory. From memory. نعم محمد. جيد أحسنت ما شاء الله. طيب one more. نعم نصير
عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال.
جيد جيد أحسنت. نعم رواه مسلم عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال رواه مسلم. فاز هنا بسيء. نعم طيب خير رواه مسلم. Okay, what is the meaning of this hadith? And from the beginning, عن جابر. نعم narrated by Jabir, naam, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Qala, he said that that the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yani qala means the narrator said, and the second qala means what? He's saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And what did he say? La ta'kulu bishimal, meaning do not eat with your left hand. Here notice that the verb ta'kulu is with elongation at the end. La ta'kulu, as opposed to in the end of the hadith, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ, with no elongation. بِالشِّمَال. What is the reason for the first one having elongation and the second one not? Naam. Okay, because the first one, لَا تَأْكُلُ, is a plural. Second person, masculine plural. Originally it is تَأْكُلُونَ. And the noon at the end of it is deleted because of what? Huh? It's majzoom because of la nahiya. Okay, so it's la ta'kulu originally. La, yani originally it's ta'kuluna. La ta'kulu bishimali fa inna shaytana ya'kulu. Yani this is the singular form. Ya'kulu bishimal. Okay, after this, we went through the words that were explained here, some of the definitions that they gave us, and the usage of la nahiya. La nahiya is the la that is used for prohibition. Yani do not do something, as opposed to la and nafia, which is negation, where someone is saying he does not do it or they do not do it, as opposed to do not do it. Okay, so these are two different types of particles. La and nafia does not affect the mudari verb, and la and nahia, the one that we have here, makes the mudari verb majzoom. Now, no, because he's talking to all of the people. Antum la ta'kulu, meaning all of you, this is a prohibition for everyone. He's not talking to one person. I'm not talking to you alone. La ta'kul, anta. But ta'kul, la ta'kulu, mean I'm talking to everyone here. All of you, plural, okay? Okay, after this we had the particle ba, which is used, yani in this hadith, bishimal, la ta'kulu bishimal. Be here means the particle which shows that something is being used. Don't eat using your left hand. Okay, using the left hand by means of this tool or instrument or vehicle or whatever. And the third point was here, fa'inna, yani fa' sababiyya, and inna, yani is for ta'keed. And they're showing here, yani in this hadith for example, don't eat with your left hand, fa'inna, because, why? Because shaitan eats with his left hand, and this would be tashabbuh, yani imitation of shaitan. Okay, the questions at the end of this lesson that we went over last week, we're going to go through them quickly right now. On the bottom of page 5 on the munaqasha, yani we're going to have a discussion concerning the issues, vocabulary, grammatical points and things like this that are found in this first hadith. Yani Ajib amma ya'ti. What does this mean? Ajib amma ya'ti. Naam, answer concerning what follows. Okay, somebody take the first one, read the question, and then give us the answer. First one, Adam. Naam, bi ayyi yadin na'kulu. Meaning?
Which hand do we use to eat?
Yani, be here, meaning you're using. Which hand for eating? You're using? Yani, it's a question. Which hand do we eat with? Yani, we eat using which hand? Yani, na'kulu bi ayyi, yani, with which? Yadin, with which hand? Naam, answer? Na'kulu bil yamini. Na'kulu bil yamini, meaning? We use the right hand to eat. Okay, second question. Somebody take the second question. Now, Nasir. Naam. Bi ayyi yadin ya'kulu ash-shaytanu. What is the meaning of the question? With which hand does the shaytan eat with? Answer. Ash-shaytanu ya'kulu bishimali. Could this answer be worded any other way? That's the correct answer for sure. But can it be worded any other way? Is there any other way to say the same thing? He said, "Ash-shaytanu ya'kulu bishimali." Can we say?
The
يَأْكُلُ الشَّيْطَانُ. يعني we can reverse it, right? And he began with the الشَّيْطَان, with a noun, making it a جملة اسمية. We could have began with the verb, making it a جملة فعلية. Same exact words, just reversing the verb and the noun. We could do that. That would be a جملة. The way he did it, it's a جملة اسمية, beginning with a noun. And the other way that it could be done is beginning with the verb, يَأْكُلُ الشَّيْطَان. In which case it would be a جملة فعلية. Okay, turn to page 6. Question number 3. Somebody take the next question. Naam. Afaiz. Naam, you have a question? Yes. Yani, bi ayyi yadin na'kulu. Naam. What's the question? Okay. The verb na'kulu, he's saying why there's no waw since it's plural. Because the waw of jama'ah, the waw of jama'ah is not used with the first person plural. First person plural doesn't have any waw. And we say najlisu, na'kulu, nadkhulu with no waw, right? There's no waw used with the first person plural. The first person plural, its plurality is indicated by the noon in the harf mudara'a. Yani the letter for the mudari that's added to the beginning as a prefix to the verb in the mudari form, that letter is the noon here is indicating that it's plural. And it's indicating that it's first person plural. طيب, let's turn the page to page 6. Question number three. Let's get some participation on the other side over here. Anybody? How about Abdurrahman? Number three. Udhkur. Yani this verb ذَكَرَ يَذْكُرُ, it takes dhamma in the beginning for the fi'l amr, like دَخَلَ يَدْخُلُ, you say dhamma udkhul, خَرَجَ يَخْرُجُ أُخْرُجُ, ذَكَرَ يَذْكُرُ أُذْكُرُ. Okay, أُذْكُرُ. نعم. أقلي أذكر حديثا في آداب الأكل. يعني what is the meaning of the question? Mention a hadith. في here doesn't mean in. It means here. It means concerning. Mention a hadith concerning آداب الأكل. نعم. Or it could say in, yani in reference to, or in terms of, or related to the etiquette of eating. Okay, give us the hadith. Naam. La ta'kulu. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِالشِّمَالِ. Okay, رواه مسلم. Number four. Question number four. نعم. Question number four. Yeah. You with us yet? Not yet, huh? You not with us yet?
Okay,
نعم. 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 The question, من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث لا تأكلوا بالشمال to the end of the hadith. نعم. Answer. A question. What's the meaning of the question first? Yes.
Which of the Sahaba?
نعم. Which of the companions which of the companions or who from amongst the companions the one who has narrated this hadith? The hadith, do not eat with the left hand. Naam. Who is the companion? Yeah, the full answer we should give, yani from the question, right? Try to use the question to give a full answer. من الصحابي الذي روى الحديث؟ الصحابي الذي روى. Naam. الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث جابر. Or Jabir ibn Abdullah, yani radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anhuma. طيب. And the rest of the question, there's a second part to this question. Somebody take the next part of the question. نعم. نعم.
ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه.
نعم. ومن المحدث
الذي أخرجه. Remember that the word men and the word min are opposite in terms of if you have to add a vowel to the end of it to connect it to a word following it that has hamzatul wasl, right? If there's a word following it, men has sukoon and min has sukoon. If they're followed by a word that has hamzatul wasl, you have to put a vowel on that noon, right? So they're opposite in that sense. Men with fatha, men takes kesra on the noon. And min with kesra takes fatha on the noon. Okay? And it's a vowel that you have to put on it to connect it if it's followed by a word with hamzatul wasl. So here it should be what? Men, men'a or many? Menil. 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 Naam. Men is sahabi. Men al muhaddith. Men al muhaddithu. Alladhi akhrajahu. What is the meaning of the question? Who is the muhaddith? Yani the scholar of hadith who collected yani this hadith. Who is the muhaddith? The scholar of hadith. Alladhi akhrajahu. Who collected yani. Answer, ya Nasir. المحدث الذي أخرجه هو الإمام مسلم. Okay, second part. Alaykum salam. Second part. يعني of this of the discussion here or the questions. يعني ba. The first question. Somebody read the first question. And it's two parts and give us two answers. Naam. Who's over here? I heard somebody's voice. Omar. Naam. Naam, the first part of the question, ma diddul yamini, and the second part, ma diddul janub. Okay, what is the meaning of these two parts of the question?
What is the opposite of right?
Uh-huh.
And what is the opposite of south?
Naam, what is the opposite of right, yamin, and what is the opposite of south? Janub. Naam.
Diddul yamin.
Uh-huh. Yani diddul yamin. الشمال
وضد الجنوب والشمال
وضد الجنوب الشمال شمال with فتح شمال ضد اليمين is الشمال with كسرة on the sheen الشمال and ضد الجنوب the opposite of south is الشمال with فتحة with فتحة. Type question number two. Somebody take question number two. Faiz. ما جمع الشيطان. What is the What's the meaning of the question? A little bit louder. What's the meaning of the question? ما جمع What is the plural of a shaytan? What is the plural of a shaytan? Naam. Answer.
Shayateen.
Shayateen. And remember that this word shayateen, yani, is a broken plural. And this form of the broken plural is ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take tanween. Okay? Yani this shayateen is with a single dhamma vowel. Okay, question number three. The last question here. Question number three. Naam, fadhu. Fadhu. Kulla. Jumla. Okay, you have a different book here, obviously. Naam. Adkhil. كل كلمة
مما يأتي
وعليكم السلام
مما يأتي في جملة
مفرد في جملة
مفرد.
Wait a minute, the ending of جملة. What's the ending of the word? في جملة
جملة مفيدة مفيدة.
نعم نعم. Okay. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. What is the meaning?
Enter.
يعني use كل كلمة.
Each
word مما يأتي. From what follows. في جملة مفيدة. In a suitable sentence. يعني really the literal meaning is جملة مفيدة means a beneficial sentence. What is intended by it is a complete sentence. A complete sentence. And it doesn't necessarily have to be suitable. Suitable for what? It has to be complete. Its meaning has to be complete. And if it was a jumla ismiya, it has to have at least a mubtada and a khabar in order for it to be complete, right? And if it was a jumla fi'liya, at least it has to have a fi'l and a fa'il. And maybe also it could have what? جملة فعلية فعل فعل أنا مفعول به. Okay, complete sentence. Okay, so there are three words they wanted to use. لا ناهية. You can take the first one. Somebody take the second one, the particle B, and somebody take the third one, فَإِنَّ. Okay, Nasir, give us the first example of a sentence with لَا نَاهِيَ.
لَا
تَأْكُلُوا بِالشِّمَالِ. Somebody give us another one. Another sentence with لَا نَاهِيَ. نعم, Adam.
لَا تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ.
What is the meaning? Don't join together in marriage two sisters at the same time. Now, Faiz. لا تشرب واقفاً. واقفاً. نعم. Don't drink standing. Okay, second one. The ba, particle ba. Use it in a sentence. نعم. أنا أدرس بالجامعة. Meaning? I study at the university. Somebody else give us one more. Naam, Shuaib. Ash-shaytanu ya'kulu bish-shimali. And the last thing that they want us to use here, fa'inna, in a sentence. Fa'inna. Naam, Abu Bakr. Okay, fa'inna, fa here, has to be connected to something. It's a particle of atf, right? So it has to be something before it. So what's before it? Before fa'inna, there should be something before it. Because fa'inna means because. Such and such and so and so. So, yani, it has to be something. You can't start a sentence with because such and such and so and so. It has to be something before. Yani, don't do such and such because such and such. Or don't go to this place because so and so. Naam. لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. Somebody give us one more with فإن. 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 نعم محمد.
لا تكفروا بالإسلام.
لا و تكفروا. لا تكفروا بالإسلام.
فإن الشياطين يكفروا بالإسلام.
طيب. What is the meaning of your sentence? Do not disbelieve in Islam. Do not disbelieve in Islam. Naam. Okay, these are the questions that we finished with last week. Yeah. These are the questions that we finished with last week. We went over them yani, briefly in the class in a hurry at the end of the time. We said that we would start with these questions for the beginning of the review for the second class. And now we'll take the second hadith. Okay, so we're going to go directly to... And by the way, I'll come back and remind myself later, inshallah, about this. Okay, hadith number 2 on page 7. Ad-Darsu Al-Thani. We should turn to page 7. Ad-Darsu Al-Thani. Okay, the second hadith is a hadith that's narrated from Abu Huraira and it's also reported by Al-Imam Muslim. It's narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and it's also reported by Al-Imam Muslim. If everybody has page 7, we see that this hadith, it says, عن أبي هريرة. Notice, أبي هريرة. Huh? فتة. Why فتة? Huh? I heard just ممنوع من الصرف. I didn't hear anything before that. What about ممنوع من الصرف? Yani why? There's a ta there because of ممنوع من الصرف. That answer is not complete. That's part of the answer now.
Huh? The name is Arab.
Okay. First of all, yani, if we want to give the i'rab of this word, hurayrata, we would say it is what? Is it the subject? Yani, is it the mubtada, the khabar, the fa'il? What is it? It's fa'il an Abi Hurairata. Yani, it's the object of a preposition. It's the object of a preposition. It's ism majroor. Yani, an Abi. I mean, it's not. I'm saying Abi is the object of a preposition, and Hurairata is mudafun ilayhi. Is mudafun ilayhi. Abi Hurairata, the father of Huraira. Okay? So, since it's mudafun ilayhi, then it should be what case ending? Majroor. But the sign that it's majroor is not kasra because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Okay? Because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Okay? So just make a note that even though it's mudawfun ilayhi, it's majroor, but the sign that it's majroor is fatha because it's mamnu min al-sarf. So, an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qal qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama al-mu'minu القوي والشد on the ya خير وأحب والشد on the ba إلى الله. يعني there's two shaddas on this word. The second one is just a printing mistake. أحب إلى الله with كسرة من المؤمن الضعيف. And then there are some dots here indicating what? That there's some more. يعني there's a remainder to this hadith. That's not the end of the hadith. And I want to add here to this hadith especially, even though it's not necessary that we can do the whole hadith, but I want to add just for the importance of the meaning of the rest of this hadith. After the last word of da'if, it should have wa fi kullin khayrun. You should add this to your book because this is very important part of the wa fi kullin khayr. Because this very important part of this hadith. Okay, so the hadith should read Al-Mu'minu Al-Qawiyu Khayrun Wa Ahabbu Ila Allahi Min Al-Mu'mini Al-Da'ifi Wa Fi Kullin Khayrun. Okay, I'm adding these words because of the importance. Yani this is a longer hadith. It has some more parts to it, but this part is very important to the part that we are studying today. Okay? Okay, so the meaning of this hadith is an Abi Hurairata, yani on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, qala, qala. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-mu'minu al-qawiyu, the strong believer, is khayrun, better, wa ahabbu, and more beloved, ilallahi, to Allah, min, than, al-mu'mini al-da'ifi, the weak believer. Yani the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And just so that we don't leave the weak believer out, the Prophet added to that, وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ. And in each of them, the weak, the strong believer and the weak believer, in each of them there's khayr. So even the weak believer, there's khayr in the weak believer, even though the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah. So that's why I want to add these words, because we don't want to leave out the weak believer, right? Because who knows, yani, there's no doubt that some of us are from the weak believers, right? But alhamdulillah, as long as you are a believer, then there's khayr. But the strong believer is better and more beloved than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ. طيب, let's read it يعني once or twice just for the reading of the hadith. You can follow after me. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. Anybody ready to recite it from memory? Naam, Umar.
An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'mini al-da'if. Rawahu al-Muslim.
Rawahu Muslim. Jayid. Anybody else want to recite from memory? Naam, Abu Bakr.
Abi
A little bit louder, I can barely hear you. نعم. خير
خير وأحب إلى الله من
وفي كل خير رواه مسلم. طيب, again, يعني this hadith is about 10 words or so, something like that. As long as the hadith is close to 10 words, inshallah, it's manageable. Yani, we are required to memorize. Please memorize, okay? Again, this hadith is on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu, the strong believer, is khayrun, better, wa ahabbu, and more beloved ilallahi, to Allah, min al-mu'min al-da'if, is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and in each of them is khair. وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ, reported by Al-Imam Muslim rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya. Alright, any question about the words in this hadith, the meaning of any of the words? Any of the words not clear, the meaning of the words, naam. Al-Qawi. We're going to talk about the meaning of the hadith, but right now I mean the linguistic meanings of the hadith, okay? He's saying, which strong are we talking about here? Do we mean strong in Iman? Obviously we mean strong in Iman, no doubt. But it doesn't only mean strong in Iman, but that's the more apparent meaning, right? Because qawi here is a not describing al-mu'min. So, if you're saying that a believer is strong, meaning what? Strong in Iman. Al-mu'min al-qawi. Qawi here is describing Iman in a person. So it means strong in Iman. But it also means strong in other words too. In other ways, but most importantly, al-mu'min al-qawi means the strong believer. The believer that's strong in Iman is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer that's weak in Iman. But they have Iman. So in each of them there is khair, okay? Any of the words we don't know the meaning of. Is there any word in this hadith we don't know the meaning of? Al-mu'min, al-qawi, yani al-mu'min, al-da'if, khair, ahab. Any of these words we don't know. Okay, good. So that the meaning, the linguistic meaning of the words at least are clear to us. Let's look at yani the explanations, linguistic explanations and grammatical points that are found in this second hadith. Okay, the first thing after the hadith, it says, al-qawi. Notice that there's a printing mistake here in the word qawi, right? What's the printing mistake? Yeah, and it has two fathatan on top of the shadda. Shouldn't be two fatha, it should be what? Dhamma, one single dhamma. Can't be two vowels, right? Why is it impossible to have two vowels there? Because the word already has alif lam. And also, it cannot be fatha, because a word, a noun in Arabic, if it's not connected to anything in a sentence, it's always marfoon with dhamma. It's not going to take fatha until you put it in a sentence, and something changes it to fatha. So it has to be dhamma, al-qawiyyu. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we have to be attentive to printing mistakes in books, right? When people print books, they make mistakes. They're human beings, right? So we have to look for those mistakes, and from the grammatical rules that we already know, we know that this is a mistake. Even though we never read this book before, we know that's a mistake. It has to be a mistake. Because there can't be a tanween on a word that already has alif lam. And the rule is what? That if a word has alif lam, it can't have tanween. If it has tanween, it can't have alif lam. They don't go together, right? They don't go together. Yani, you can't be a kafir and a mu'min at the same time, right? They don't go together. And you could be a weak mu'min, but if you're a kafir, khalas, you're not a mu'min. Fayyib. The first word, al-qawiyyu. They're saying al-qawi, its meaning is diddu al-da'ifi. Diddu al-da'ifi. Didd means what? Opposite. Yani qawi, it's the opposite of da'if. Da'if means weak, so qawi means strong. The second point, al-qawiyyu jama'uhu aqwiya'u. Al-qawi, the word al-qawi, it's plural. Jama'uhu, it's plural, is aqwiya'u, with a single vowel, aqwiya'u. And again, yani aqwiya'u, it has a single vowel, even though it doesn't have alif lam, it can't take tanween, because what? Because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Yani it's from the broken plural patterns, af'ila'u, broken plural pattern, one of the broken plural patterns that we studied in book one, af'ila'u, yani which these broken plural patterns are mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so aqwiya, it doesn't have alif lam, but it also doesn't have tanween because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. So this is the second point, grammatical point concerning qawi. Al-qawi, its plural is aqwiya'u. Wad-da'ifu jam'uhu du'afa'u wa dhi'afun. And the word ad-da'if, the weak, its plural, jam'uhu, there are two plurals, du'afa'u, and du'afa is also a broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf. Yani from fu'ala'u. Af'ila'u and fu'ala'u, we had both of them in lesson 13. Broken plural patterns that are mamnu min as-sarf. Both of them we had in lesson 13 of Medina book 1. Okay, so the first plural for da'if is du'afa. And the second plural for da'if is di'afun. And di'afun is not mamnu min as-sarf. It takes tanween. Both of them, di'afun and du'afa'u, are both plurals for da'if. Wal-murad bil-qawi, huna, what is the meaning? Al-murad bil-qawi, huna. The intended meaning of qawi, huna, here, in this hadith, the intended meaning of qawi is al-qawiyu fil-imani wal-jismi. Huh? Al-qawiyu fil-imani wal-jismi. Huh? What does that sentence mean? The one that's strong in iman and in body, physically. Yani? Al-jism is the same as the meaning of al-jasad. Means body, physical, the physical body. Al-jismu. Okay, so the intended meaning of al-qawi here in this hadith is both al-qawi fil-iman, the one who's strong in iman, and that's the first and most apparent meaning. And then additionally, yani al-qawi fil-jismi, the one who's strong physically in their physical body. Okay, this is the word al-qawi. Any question about qawi? The opposite of qawi is da'if. The plural of qawi is aqwiya'u. And yani the plural of da'if is du'afa and di'afun. The intended meaning of qawi here is qawi in iman and qawi in jism, yani in the body. Okay, the second word is khayrun. Khayrun. Khayrun, they said it means afdalu wa ahsanu. Afdalu, yani superior, and ahsanu, better. Yani the meaning of khayrun here, it means superior. Yani the strong believer is superior and better than the weak believer. Afdalu wa ahsanu. And these two words are on the wazn of af'alu, yani tafdil, showing yani comparison or yani superiority. Yani superlative. The superlative or the comparative form, right? Meaning yani afdalu means the most superior, and ahsanu means the best. Akbaru means the biggest, asgaru means the smallest. Okay, so khayrun means here what? Afdalu and ahsanu. Wadidduhu, and its opposite is sharrun. Notice that the word sharrun is missing something here, right? Shaddu on the ra. Okay, pay attention. You should have already written this in when you went over the, when you previewed this lesson for today. Because you know it's required that we preview the lesson before we come to class. Please don't come to class and you haven't tried to read the lesson before you got here. And you review the lesson that we have today during this coming week and preview the next lesson, inshallah. Okay, so here there's a printing error here. It should be with shadda on the ra, sharrun. The opposite of khayrun is sharrun. The opposite of khayr, which is good, is its opposite is shar, evil. The next word is ahabbu. Also, there should be a shadda on the ba. Ahabbu. Ahabbu is ism tafdeel. Ahabbu, ism tafdeel. يعني اسم تفضيل, we mean the noun that's used for comparative or superlative form. Okay, اسم تفضيل. يعني this word, because of the شدة in its root with two ba's, so it's a little irregular. يعني أحب, it comes from حب, right? يعني with two ba's, so originally its form should be with ha and ba and ba. So على وزن يعني أفعل should be أحببوا, like أكبروا, huh? Should be like أكبروا, أحببوا. But because of these two ba's, what happened here is the two ba's are written together as one, two ba's written together, right? So what happened here, the first ba, when it's joined with this one, we know that when we have two letters back to back with a shadda, the first one has to have sukoon, right? Otherwise, we can't write it with shadda. The first one must have sukoon. So what happened, this vowel loses, this letter loses its vowel here, and it comes to this letter, and then we can write this here, yani, two ba's, yani with one shadda, the first one having sukoon. Its vowel is transferred to the letter before it. That's how we got from the original form of afa'alu, yani this is the original form for the tafdeel, afa'alu, yani should have been ahbabu, but because of the shed they became ahabbu, ahabbu. Okay, we talked about this when we dealt with ism tafdeel, just a reminder. Alright, so ahabbu is ism tafdeel, and they are showing us how it's used, yani the comparative or superlative form, how it is used. For example, in the first sentence, أخي حبيب إلي وأختي أحب إلي منه. Huh? أخي حبيب إلي. What does it mean? My brother, أخي, is beloved to me, إلي. يعني إلى أنا. يعني إلي with شدة on the ya is because what? إلى plus the ya which represents the first person متكلم, right? إلي, my brother is beloved to me. وأختي, and my sister is أحب إلي منه, meaning my sister is more beloved, huh? More beloved to me than him, than him. أحسنت, good. يعني this is how we use the superlative or comparative form. Here it's comparative, right? Because it's comparison between the love of my brother and my sister. My brother is beloved, but my sister is more beloved in comparison to the love of my brother. More beloved to me than him. Okay, second example they gave. أحب الناس إلى المسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And by the way, brothers and sisters, please, even if you recite in a low tone, and when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we should pray for him. And Allah commands us in the Quran, right? That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we should always pray for him. So we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if we say it in a whisper, in a low tone, but we should always be making dua for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أحبوا الناسي إلى المسلمي. Here is a printing mistake, right? Because on the word إلى, there's a كسرة with the حمزة, and then there's a كسرة with the لام. Okay? It shouldn't be a كسرة with the لام, because that لام for إلى has a فتحة that's elongated by ألف مكسورة. Huh? إلى. Huh? أحب الناس إلى المسلمي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, the meaning, أحب الناس إلى المسلمي. What is the meaning? The most beloved of all people to the Muslim. The most beloved of all people to the Muslim is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so again, here in this particular case, we're seeing that this form, أحب, is being used instead of comparative form. This is the superlative form. So this was an أفعل is used for comparison, as in the first example, comparing the love of my brother and the love of my sister. And it's also used in the superlative form, showing the highest form of something over everything else. أحب الناس, the most beloved of people. Meaning, he's not more beloved, he is the most beloved. يعني على الإطلاق, absolutely. There's no human being that's more beloved to the Muslim than the Messenger of Allah, not your mother or your father or your spouse or your children or your own self. Huh? As the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Naam, question.
You come up with that way, the sentence I was making differently. Like, Ahabbu Nasi, people love Rasulullah, I was making differently.
Okay, Ahabbu Nas, right? This is mudaf mudafun ilayh. It's idafa. Huh?
Yeah,
no. Idafa. Naam. Now we're talking about ism tafdil. Ism tafdil is a noun. Okay? Five. No problem. It's huh? Oh, there's a printing error here again? Yeah, there's also a fatatain tanween on top of the noon on the word, the second word, and nas. It should be just one fatta, and nasi. Ahabbun nasi. Again, this is a idafa construction, the most beloved of the people. It's mudaf, mudafun ilay. The most beloved of the people to the Muslim is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, the next word is khayrun. Khayrun, aydan ism tafdil. Yani khayr is also ism tafdil, but it's not on the wazn of the normal ism tafdil. The wazn should be what? Af'alu. But khair, yani there are some words that are ism tafdil that are not on the normal wazn, so khair is one of those words, but its meaning is the same as any other ism tafdil. Khairun means yani better than or the best. Depending on the structure of the sentence, it either means comparative, better than, or it means superlative, the best. Alright, so it's an ism tafdil, just as ahabbu, just as akbaru, asgaru, and so on. This is how it's used. Taqulu, you say, for example, these are examples of the word, how this word is used so you can understand its usage in a sentence, right? The first sentence, as-salatu, with dhamma, right? Because it should be marfu, and since nothing is changing it, as-salatu, خَيْرٌ مِنَ النَّوْمِ السَّلَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ النَّوْمِ meaning the prayer is better than sleep. This is comparative form, right? It's better than sleep. نعم. The second sentence, الْمَدِينَةُ الْمُنَوَّرَةُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ with شَدَّ on the ya مِنْ بَلَدِي. What is the meaning? Al-Madinatu al-Munawwaratu ahabbu ilayya min baladi. Naam. You know, Al-Madina, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is what? More loved to me, is more beloved to me than my own country or my own land or my own city. Al-Madina al-Munawwara, yani, even though it is common usage today, and I'll keep repeating this, it is more proper to say Al-Madina Al-Nabawiyya. Al-Nabawiyya. From Nabi, the city of the Prophet ﷺ, as we have mentioned on innumerable occasions, that this particular title, Al-Munawwara, yani, it doesn't have any basis in the Sunnah. Rather, it comes from Sufiyya, the belief of the people that the Prophet ﷺ was created from light. And therefore, it's the city of light. And so it is really any better not to use this expression, even though it has become in common usage today. But as some of the scholars of the past and present have pointed out, that it is more proper to say An-Nabawiyya, or any of the other titles that are proper for Medina. Okay, so the city of the Prophet is more beloved, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is more beloved to me than my own country, min baladi. And the third sentence, Makkatu al-Muqarramatu أكبروا من الطائف. What is the meaning? مكة المقرمة. What does المقرمة mean? I'm sorry.
Noble.
Okay, noble. نعم. Noble, honorable. نعم. The noble city of Mecca is أكبروا. This is اسم تفضيل. أكبروا من الطائف. Bigger than a Taif. How big is Taif, Ya Umar? He's the expert on Taif, huh? It's Khalil.
Akbar
Now, the land, the space of the city of Taif is small, even though maybe there's a lot of people there, but it's small, right? So Taif is, yani how far from Mecca? Forty-five minutes from Mecca. It's close to the city of Mecca. Naam. Tayyib. Okay, so here we have in this, these examples of khayr, how khayr is used. يعني الصلاة خير من النوم is better than sleep. And we see المدينة المنورة أحب is more beloved. مكة المكرمة أكبر is bigger. They're showing what? Examples of ism tafdil, the comparative or superlative form of the noun. And on page 8, the last example of ism tafdil, اللغة العربية أسهل من لغتي. اللغة العربية meaning what? The Arabic language is أسهل, easier من لغتي, easier than my language. Okay, this is comparative form أسهل من أكبر من. طيب, the Arabic language is easier than my language. Okay, this is the end of the points that we are looking at in this particular hadith. Yani, these are examples of ism tafdil. Any question about the ism tafdil? Okay, this is the main thing that we want to linguistically look at in this particular lesson. And now we're going to look at the exercises that follow, the munaqasha. Okay, on page 8, yani top of the page after the one sentence, the fourth sentence, اللغة العربية مناقشة. يعني مناقشة means, يعني here what is intended is discussion or examination of the words and linguistic points and things like this. Okay, what is intended here is discussion or examination. But مناقشة can also mean a debate or a dispute or an argument and so on. Okay, but what we mean here is discussion or examination. The first group of questions, right, is related to the hadith itself, and the second group of questions is related to grammatical or linguistic points. Okay, so for the first group of questions under Aleph, we have Ajib Amma Ya'ati, meaning answer concerning what follows. Okay, somebody read to us the first question and the answer. Abu Bakr. Okay, the question, أَيُّهُمَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, meaning?
Which one is more beloved to Allah?
Type, which one is more beloved to Allah? Can somebody be a little more specific? أَيُّهُمَا. Naam, which one of the two? أَيُّهُمَا, هُمَا, the two of them. Which of the two is more beloved? أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Which of the two is more beloved to Allah? الْمُؤْمِنَ الْقَوِي أَمْ الْمُؤْمِنَ الضعيف, meaning which one is more beloved of these two, is more beloved to Allah, the strong believer or the weak believer? Yani which one is more beloved to Allah, المؤمن القوي, the strong believer, أم المؤمن الضعيف, or the weak believer? Answer, Abu Bakr. نعم, المؤمن القوي أحب إلى الله. Second question. Naam, Nasir. Fadli what?
Fi
fadlil.
Fadli
al-mu'minu. Yani this is mudaf, mudafun ilay.
Al-mu'mini.
Al-qawiyyi. I'm going to be listening to the vowels at the end of words, okay? So pay attention. Fadli al-mu'mini. Fadl is mudaf. Al-mu'min is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Wa lam tujarrihi kasra. Udhkur hadithan fi fadli al-mu'mini al-qawiyyi. What is the meaning of the question?
Tell us or remember a hadith.
Mention a hadith concerning the excellence or the superiority of the strong believer. Now, mention a hadith.
An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabu ila Allah
al-min
al-mu'mini at-tayyib fi kulli
wa fi kullin
khayrun
rawahu Muslim. Jayyid. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف we can add to it وفي كل خير رواه مسلم. And this hadith is one of my favorite hadith. I love it so much. It has so many points in it. What follows after that is what? Anybody remember? احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. To the end of the hadith. But yani, today we're just taking this part, yani, very beautiful part. After that then inshallah we'll continue. Bismillah wassalam wa rasulillah. Back to page 8, hadith number 2. The first set of questions. We just finished question number 2, right? اذكر حديثا في فضل المؤمن القوي. And the next question. عليكم السلام. Anything remaining from that question? طيب, next question, question number 3. Somebody take number 3. نعم, فضل. نعم. من الصحابي الصحابي. What should be the vowel on صحابي? يو ضمة. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. What should be the vowel on حديث? الحديثة. نعم. Why حديثة? Because it's بدل for هذا, which is what? The مفعول به from روى. روى هذا الحديث. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ المؤمن القوي خير. ومن المحدث with كسر محدث يعني محدث اسم فاعل. ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه. Okay, what is the meaning of the question first, Abu Bakr? نعم, who is the companion, الصحابي. من الصحابي. Who is the sahabi? الذي who روى هذا الحديث, narrated this hadith. يعني who carried it to her, who conveyed it to us. المؤمن القوي خير. يعني the strong believer is better. To the end of the hadith. And the second part of the question, ومن المحدث. ومن من المحدث with كسر محدث. من المحدث الذي أخرجه. Meaning? نعم. And who is the scholar of hadith who أخرجه, يعني who brought forth, who collected this hadith, يعني in a book for passing it down, يعني with his chain of narrators and so on. نعم. طيب, the first question, first part of the question, من الصحابي. نعم, الصحابي الذي روى الحديث أبو هريرة. نعم. And the second part of the question. نعم. And the محدث والمحدث الذي أخرجه يعني أخرج هذا الحديث هو الإمام مسلم ابن حجاج. طيب, any question about يعني this, يعني first part of the مناقشة, يعني the hadith itself, the one who narrated the hadith and the one who collected it. Al-Rawi is the one who narrated the hadith, and yani here we have al-muhaddith, yani meaning the one who akhrajahu, yani the one who collected it in a book. Okay, second part of the munakasha is related to the meanings of the words and grammatical points. The first question on the ba is, first question, somebody take the first question. Abu Bakr, Musa, we didn't hear from Musa yet. Now, ma'ana khayr. What's the meaning?
What is the meaning of khayr?
Wama didduhu with dad. Wama didduhu. Dad and then dal. Didduhu. Yeah, what is its opposite? Did means opposite. Wama didduhu. What is its opposite? Okay, first answer. يعني معنى خير ومعناه أفضل و و وأحسن نعم أها وضده وضده شر يعني the meaning of خير is أفضل وأحسن يعني superior and better وضده and its opposite is شر evil طيب question number two نعم آدم القوي يعني it's possible but it's probably better to make it as the opposite of قوي is a إضافة construction unless we separate the word it's possible to read it ما ضده and then in parenthesis القوي or ما ضده القوي نعم either one is correct it's possible نعم depending on what you intend when you read it like that ما ضده القوي يعني meaning يعني what is the opposite of قوي strong نعم what is the opposite ضده الضعيف and the second part of the question وما جمعه meaning what is its plural وجمعه أقوياء يعني ضده ما ضده القوي ضده الضعيف وما جمعه جمع وجمعه أقوياء with a single vowel ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, question number three. نعم. مصطفى. Give it a shot. Just don't shoot in this direction. لي. لسمي. نعم. هاتي مثالين. لسم التفضيل يعني لي for اسم التفضيل هاتي مثالين means what give two examples for لي for اسم التفضيل for the noun used for comparative or superlative two examples okay give us one somebody else give us another one give us one
الشيء
أحسن من أحسن من من القهوة نعم tea is better than coffee that might be debated here there are a lot of coffee drinkers around here anyway no problem it's just an example right don't try to force it on nobody though because these people around here drink coffee نعم somebody else give us another example نعم أبو بكر المؤمن القوي أحسن من المسلم المؤمن الضعيف طيب somebody else give us another example نعم موسى سليمان أحسن طالب في القرية نعم سليمان is the best student in the village okay next question, number four somebody take the question number four read the question and start the answer any volunteers or shall we appoint somebody نعم go ahead نصير أدخل نعم أدخل means I'm saying you enter أدخل I'm saying cause something else to enter نعم أدخل يعني enter or use كل كلمة مفيدة يعني أدخل this is from the fourth form of the verb the fourth form from the ثلاثي مزيد from أفعل يعني the fourth form of the verb is what يعني أفعل like أسلم يسلم أسلم here the fourth form of this verb here is أدخل and the فعل عمر from it is أدخل cause something else to enter cause something else to enter. Enter, yani cause every one of the words from what follows, كل كلمة مما يأتي, and what follows, enter it, yani into في جملة مفيدة. Enter it into what? Or use it in a meaningful, beneficial, complete sentence. Okay, give us the first one, an example. Use the word خير, and then somebody else take أحب, and somebody else take قوي. نعم, خير. In a complete sentence. الصلاة خير من النوم. Prayer is better than sleep. نعم, somebody else. Another one. With خير. One more. Huh? نعم, الحديث الصحيح أحب إلي من الحديث الضعيف. What does that mean?
The authentic narration is more beloved to me than the weak.
نعم, the authentic narration is more beloved to me than the weak narration. Okay, next word is what? أحب. أحب. Somebody use أحب. موسى. أمي أحب إلي من أبي. I hope your father doesn't hear this recording. If he does, just tell him the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Who has most right to my good companionship? أمك, أمك, أمك." Okay, that ends the argument. But anyway, don't say that in front of your father, because fathers, they might feel something about that. And even though we know, yani أمي has more right, but still, you know, just treat us real good so we think you love us more, even though you love her more. نعم. طيب, somebody else, give us another example for أحب. حب. نعم. نعم, أبو بكر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلي من الناس أجمعين. Then all is more beloved to me than all of the people. Okay, the last word they gave us is قوي. Example sentence, complete sentence with the word قوي. Anybody? No volunteers for قوي? That's an easy word. نعم, Adam. المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف. نعم, خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. نعم, خير. Okay, this is question number 5. This is the last question, and we're going to stop here, inshallah. This question is إملأ الفراغات في الجملة الآتية بكلمات مناسبة. يعني املا الفراغات, fill in the فراغات. What is فراغات? Blank spaces. نعم, empty spaces. في الجملة الآتية, in the what? Following sentence with كلمات مناسبة, meaning what? Suitable words. Okay, so we're just going to fill in the blanks. There's 1, 2, 3 blanks here. Okay, somebody take it. Somebody read this sentence, filling in the blanks. Naam, Abu Bakr. Other Abu Bakr over here on this side. I'm sorry. This one. Yes, you. At-Talibi Al-Kaslan. Sorry, that's Kaslan. Okay, you read it? Good. Somebody else read it, in case you didn't hear it on this side of the room. Anybody on this side want to read so we can hear it on this side? Now, Musa. Naam, Al-Kaslan. What's the vowel on the end of Kaslan? Kaslanu? Yani Kaslan is a not describing a Talibi. Huh? Kaslana, not Kaslani? Kaslana, نعم, why Kaslana? ممنوع من الصرف. ممنوع من الصرف. نعم, it's a not, but it's ممنوع من الصرف. So it's مجرور, but the sign that it's مجرور is فتح, because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so he read it. الطالب المجتهد. المجتهد. أحب إلى المدرس. إلى المدرس. من الطالب الكسلان. So what is the meaning of this sentence? الطالب المجتهد, the hard working diligent student, is أحب إلى المدرس, is more beloved to the teacher, من الطالب الكسلان. than the lazy student. Naam. Naam. The word qawi, we finish here, we just have a couple of minutes, but I just want to remind us that the word, that they gave us some words to use in a sentence. One of those words was qawi. Does anybody remember an example of the word qawi in the lesson that we had on Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah? Ya Umar, innaka qawiyun, innaka rajulun qawiyun. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar, Ya Umar, innaka rajulun qawiyun. Fala tuzahim al-hajr. Yani, so don't crowd your way to the stone. Perhaps you will harm the weak people, right? So this example that we just had, I just want to remind us of that, so that we remember, yani, the manners that we learned from the Hajj. Yani, the Prophet ﷺ reminded the people throughout the Hajj of good manners. The strong should not use their strength, take advantage of the people because they're strong, and harm other people, especially in those places like the Kaaba, where people want to touch the black stone or kiss the black stone. Sometimes the stronger people will push and knock down and harm weaker people. And the Prophet ﷺ told Umar, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ قَوِيٌّ. Don't do this. Don't. لَا تُزَاهِمْ الْحَجَّ. Don't do this. Okay, because, yani, why? Because kissing the black stone is sunnah, and harming the people is haram. Okay, any question about this lesson? So what we're going to do is we're going to memorize, yani, this hadith, inshallah, like we did the hadith last week, and then inshallah, yani, during the week, try to review the grammatical points, vocabulary words, whatever else is in this hadith, and preview the next hadith. Preview the next hadith. Okay, somebody read to us this hadith that we had today. From memory. From memory. Without looking at the paper. From memory. Who didn't read today? You didn't read it today? Okay, read it. I mean, not read it. Recite it from memory. Min hafz. Naam. Jayi, somebody else from memory who didn't recite the hadith today. Naam, Musa.
An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al mu'minu qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al mu'minin da'ifi wa fi kullin khayr. Rawahu Muslim.
Naam. And the hadith is narrated by who? Abu Hurairah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير. Two things. خير وأحب إلى الله. يعني أحب to who? To Allah. خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل. We're adding these words, right? I mean, we're not adding them. They're from the hadith, but they're not in the book. وفي كل خير. رواه مسلم. Anybody else memorized it? Yani, who didn't recite it yet today? Naam, Mustafa.
An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al mu'minu al qawiyyu khayrun ahabba ila Allah
khayrun wa ahabbu
khayrun
wa ahabbu
ila Allah al mu'minu
min al
من المؤمن من المؤمنين من المؤمنين ضعيف وفي كل خير
خير
وفي كل خير خير
نعم
وفي كل خير
أها رواه
رواه مسلم
رواه مسلم. Okay, we're going to stop here, except to say that the next hadith is also a very short hadith, and we hope that you can start memorizing before you come to class. Please read the yani discussion concerning the words of this next hadith, and look at the munaqasha, yani both sections of it, during the week, inshallah. So we should be doing two things, right? We should be reviewing the second hadith that we had today and previewing the next hadith. This hadith is also from Abu Hurairah, and it's also reported by Imam Muslim along with الإمام البخاري. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير. يعني that the younger person should give salams to the older person. وَالْمَارُ عَلَى الْقَائِدِ, and the one who is passing by to the one who is sitting. وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ, and the smaller number, lesser people should give salams first to the greater number. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, يعني مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ means a رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِ وَمُسْلِمُ. Alright, we're going to stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Brothers, before we leave, brother asked me to remind us of something. It's a lengthy discussion. We don't have time to go into the detail. I just want to mention that we know that the day of Eid is going to be on Jumu'ah, right? The day of Eid al-Adha is going to be on Jumu'ah. And there's an issue of ikhtilaf amongst the scholars concerning this, when the day of Eid falls on Jumu'ah. And there are a number of opinions of the scholars of the past and the scholars of the present concerning this particular issue. So there is difference of opinion amongst the Ahl Sunnah, past and present. So whoever has a view concerning it, we're not going to argue and dispute, right? Some people say, yani one view is that, and it's the view of the majority, that if Jumu'ah, yani if the day of Eid falls on Jumu'ah, then a person is excused from attending Jumu'ah, but they have to pray the Dhuha prayer. Okay, this is the opinion of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and the majority of scholars of the past. Another view is the view that if the Eid falls on the day of Jumu'ah, a person is excused from, if they prayed the Eid prayer, okay, this is what the condition was, that they prayed the Eid prayer, then they are excused from the Jumu'ah prayer and from the Dhuha prayer. This is the opinion of Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, and some others before him. Okay, so there's difference of opinion about it, and there are some other opinions also. These are the opinions that probably we're going to come in contact with. So I'm saying to you that there is difference of opinion about it. Don't argue and fight with anybody. If you want to research the issue, look at the opinions of the scholars and their evidences. Look at their evidences carefully. And don't think because you read somebody's opinion, who's a scholar, that that's the whole story. Because maybe there's another opinion and they also have evidence. Okay? And in my view, and Allah knows best, what might be best, احتياطاً, يعني to take precaution, since we know that there's difference of opinion, is that a person, if they prayed the Eid prayer, even though they're excused from attending Jumu'ah, wallahu a'lam, they are not excused from praying the Dhuha prayer. I believe that this opinion is stronger, and in any case, if somebody holds that, the other view, that they're excused from the Dhuha prayer also, no problem. But what is safer, even if you're excused, don't mean that you're prohibited from praying Dhuha. It doesn't mean that you're prohibited. It means you're excused. So to take the safe position, it's better to pray Dhuha. Because this is a real critical issue, and there's a big difference of opinion about it, and a lot of evidence is on both sides, okay? So the best thing to do, as the Prophet ﷺ said, when the people prayed the Eid prayer, he said, yani, that those who have performed the Eid prayer, they are excused from the Jumu'ah prayer. He didn't say they're excused from Dhuha prayer. But this could be understood from some other evidences, okay? So, he said they're excused from the Jumu'ah prayer, so you're excused from attending Jumu'ah. But what's better, he said, وَنَحْنُ نَجْمَعَ, but we are going to combine. Meaning he, the Prophet ﷺ, is going to pray the Eid prayer and the Jumu'ah prayer. So what's best? Pray the Eid prayer and pray the Jumu'ah prayer. That's what's best. That's what the Prophet ﷺ did, even though you're excused from Jumu'ah prayer. But if you don't pray the Jumu'ah prayer, I would advise you, احتياطاً, to pray the Dhuha prayer. Even though there's an opinion that says you don't have to pray even the Dhuha prayer. And the evidence concerning this is detailed. We don't have time to go into it now. I just want to mention the issue. There's difference of opinion. And I'm saying, in my view, in my humble view, from reading the evidences of both sides, evidences in detail, yani what's best is that if a person doesn't attend the Jumu'ah prayer because they attend the Eid prayer, is at least pray Dhuha prayer. And what's better than that is to pray the Eid prayer and the Jumu'ah prayer, which is what the Prophet ﷺ did, even though he said the people who prayed the Eid prayer excused from Jumu'ah. But he didn't say you can't come to Jumu'ah, and certainly we know that people came to Jumu'ah with him. Okay? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We have a few minutes, 10 minutes before the Iqamah. Please utilize this time. Yani, please utilize this time in these 10 days. Today is the fifth day of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. There are only 5 days remaining. Pray some extra prayers. Pray your prayers a little better. Give some charity. Get up in the night. Read the Quran. Dhikr, dua, more. Takbir. In the streets, in the homes, in the marketplace. Anywhere. Naam. Barakallahu feekum.